Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast, season 3. This season is going to be dedicated to those of us that are on our journey of healing and transformation. The focus of this season is going to be to identify and recognize healthy and unhealthy relationship dynamics. We're going to talk a lot about the spiritual tools that we'll need to become acquainted with to help us to stand, to operate in, and to flourish as our authentic self. Things like shadow work, energy healing, which will help us to shed the guilt, the shame that we've been carrying, and also to do some much needed subconscious reprogramming. Now, as always, the episodes are going to air weekly, and the purpose of them is to support you as you embrace and become acquainted with your enlightened and untethered higher self. So I want you to grab your water, your juice, your wine, or your tea or your coffee, and let's toast to each other and our growth, our elevation, and abundance. Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. So today, I want to talk about unchaining yourself. And for the last few episodes, yes, we've talked about authenticity and all of those things and how societally all of us are being encouraged to be something or someone else. And that brings about a restraint. That brings about restriction. That brings about you being chained to what someone else thinks and or wants from you and for you. And so today, I just want to encourage you to truly go deep within yourself and to eradicate all of those things that have caught you or trained you or convinced you that you have to be someone else's image or more accepted version of you in order for you to be happy or in order for you to be successful or in some instances in order for you to be at peace. Because truthfully, all of these things are a choice. They're a choice that you can make. And then you can do your own way. And think of it from the standpoint of nobody really knows how you feel within yourself. And we do. We try to explain it. We try to put it into words. We try to articulate it in a way that others can understand because we want that connection. We want that vibe between us. Or we want that reciprocity of what we're giving out. We want it back, especially when it is our love, our devotion, our concern, our compassion, our empathy, all of these things that we offer to our loved ones, to our friends, to those around us, to our communities, because we want them to be better. We want people to know that they're not alone. And a lot of times in doing all of these things for others, we forget about ourselves. In order to do these things for other people, we try to give them the version or the thing that they feel like they want or they need. But that falls into people pleasing. And we've talked about it so many times before that when we fall into those people pleasing habits, we ignore ourselves because we're pleasing other people. We're not pleasing us. We're not doing what's best for us. And if someone else's happiness comes at the expense of our own, then that's not what it's about. That's not a reason why. And so today I just want to simply encourage you to truly, truly, truly connect with your inner self your authentic self, even if you've hidden it away from even you, even if this is a part of you that hasn't been nurtured, hasn't been cared for, hasn't been encouraged. Take the opportunity to do that. Take the opportunity to commune with you. Take the opportunity to encourage you. All this energy and all this positivity and all of this love that we spread outward. Let's do that inwardly. And I promise you, it's not selfish. I promise you, it doesn't mean that you care less for the outside. It doesn't mean that. It means that in order for me to be the best version of me, in order for me to love others in the way that they deserve to be loved, I have to first love me the way that I deserve to be loved. Because remember, I say it all the time, you can't pour from an empty cup. So if all you're doing is filling everyone else, where are you being refueled? Where are you being nourished? Where are you being spoiled and taken care of? And if you find out that you're lacking in that, then it's time to focus there. Unchain yourself from all the expectations that everyone else may have placed upon you. Unchain yourself from the burdens that you carry for everyone else. Unchain yourself from having to look like, feel like, talk like, walk like what somebody else wants. I encourage you again to dig deep, to get back to yourself, and to let that you dress how you want, what makes you feel comfortable, what makes you feel happy, what makes you feel free. Style your hair in a way that you think is fun, that you think is flattering. Walk how you walk. Speak how you speak. You don't have to be a construct of someone else's design or desire. Be you. Be you. And watch what you attract when you are being you. Watch the favor and the miracles and the blessings that come forth when you are being you. Because I don't know if you've ever heard it, but there's a saying that I used to hear in ministry, in the church all the time. What God has for you is for you. And you can replace God with whatever suits you best. But what is for you is for you. And imagine if all of these things that are for you are just hovering in limbo because they can't find you, because you're too busy being someone else. So be you so that your blessings can find you. Be you so that your miracles can find you. Be you so that your abundance can recognize, oh, that's where I'm supposed to be. I've been looking for her. I've been looking for him. Unchain yourself. Unchain yourself. You got this. And I want to see you flourish and thrive. And I want you to be happy in that. Because truth be told, when we're so busy trying to live up to others' expectations and the presentation and all of that foolishness, it never makes us happy. Because it's not real. It's not real. So, yes. Unchain yourself. I want you to be free. And I want you to be free in being you, the real you, the truly authentic you. Until next time, Cheers to your transformation.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the You Are Immeasurable podcast. Please remember to subscribe so that you can be notified whenever new episodes are dropped. Also, I'd love to have your feedback in your comments as well as your 5-star rating. Additionally, if you'd like to connect with me, the show notes list all of my social media handles so that you can do so. So until next time, thank you so much and cheers to your transformation.